All right. Quick question here from Eric Spate. Thanks for the $2. What's this about merging the U.S. and Israeli militaries? I have not heard of this.
Okay. So Congress is quietly pushing an amendment, or I should say a bill, to basically, I'm going to use the term fuse the Israeli and the U.S. military in regards to science, technology, operations, et cetera. And
not command and control.
I don't know. That's unclear.
Okay.
That's unclear. I mean, the reality of it is some people are questioning whether or not if there was a draft that Americans will have to serve for the IDF. It depends on how extreme the legislation ends up being, but they are quietly pushing to fuse science, technology, et cetera, with the Israeli military. The Congress member, in fact, I could pull it up because I got it saved on my...
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. This can't be going anywhere, right? Well, Israel is less popular than STIs. I mean...
Well, that's why people are freaking out about this, because they're like, how the hell are you doing this now when Israel is, as you point out, as popular as headlights? But let's see, the representative, I can find this if you give me a moment. But yeah, that is one of the things that has effectively popped up, that one of the Congress members or two of the Congress members are trying to fuse the U.S.
That's crazy. Yeah. Even the thought, I mean, look, I can't imagine this is going anywhere, but even the fact that it's even being discussed as a possibility shows how incredibly wildly out of touch these people are.
It is. So I mean, Mike Rogers from Alabama, Adam Smith from Washington have introduced the United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative as part of the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027. The initiative would expand U.S.-Israeli military cooperation with joint research, testing, manufacturing, and sharing of technology, as well as promoting joint military training, information sharing, network integration, and data fusion. Basically, the U.S. military and the IDF are going to get much, much closer together if this passes.
Right. So it's not a merger per se, but it's like...
It's not a merger in the sense of fusing, but obviously...
It's a really big cooperation agreement.
Yes.
Which we already... Look, let's face it. We already do cooperate a lot.
But it's in the law. And by the way, part of the reason that they're saying, well, we don't need to really give them the $20 billion a year or the $15 billion, whatever we give them, is because of this. Basically saying we don't need to give it to them because we can now create this integration in a more direct sense.
I don't think the United States should have anything to do with Israel.
No.
At all. I mean, I'm not even sure we should have diplomatic relations at this point. Although generically, I feel like we should have diplomatic relations with every country just because it's important to talk. But I don't know beyond that. We shouldn't have cozy relations, that's for sure.